different phases of life have different demands, right? And different opportunities to do different things. And if we want to just stay our old selves, we can't do that.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Renew Motherhood. And this is a special episode. It's Overwhelmed Moms Need the Simple Energy Shift. For this episode, I've got a wonderful guest here, Tama Dainfrat. So please briefly introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? And how do you come to this topic, or what does this topic mean to you?
Hi, Blanca. I'm happy to be here. Well, I live in Los Angeles, and I'm a mother of four kids, and I have two beautiful grandchildren. So the topic of motherhood is very dear to me. And as I raise four kids, I am very familiar with the overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that I went through, and I gained some tools, and through my own experiences and through studying different modalities. So I love helping moms with the overwhelm and just reminding them what's real.
Yes, sounds very beautiful. And yes, I can totally understand, because as a mother of four myself, so I know this overwhelmed topic, and I know how important this is, especially for new moms or first-time moms, to really set them up in the right way, or in their way, to give them a path or an idea to follow. Sometimes you're just lost and you don't know what to do. So, and I think, yes, in our society, we need to talk more about this topic. Sometimes it's just everyone thinks, yes, she's a mother, she knows how to do this. No, you actually have to figure out, right?
Yeah, kids don't come with manuals.
Yeah, no, they don't come. But here are mothers who have gone through and who can guide a little. And I think this is the beauty. I'd like to add also that you have got a background in pharmacy. I just like to mention this, because you have got two perspectives, really, right? So you know from the outside and you know from the inside. And I think this is beautiful, just to mention that it's, you can give another advice here, really, if you have got both sides that you can look at. Yes, one of the topics that is related to this energy shift is actually asking questions. And with this topic, what is this question practice, and why does it work?
Because asking questions, like, what questions do you ask? Right? We ask questions not because we want answers. We ask questions to open up to possibility. When we get set in our mindset, we're closed, right? But when we ask questions, we're opening up. We're opening ourselves to the possibility. Maybe there's another answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So give me a situation. Give me a situation. Let's see.
Yes, you're a first-time mother and you feel stuck and you don't know what to do.
Okay, so then you start asking, okay, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Can I change it? If I can change it, how? Right? So you're asking, what is this, to open up, like, what is this really? Is it my overwhelm? Is there something wrong here? Is there something that I can change? Listen, the baby has colic, the baby has colic. Right? But what is it? Is it because of emotional reason? Is it because of physical reasons? Is it because I am too nervous that my baby is being colicky? Right? Is it just a digestive issue and it's a 3-month thing and it's going to pass? Right? Is there something I can change? Is there something I can do? Or is it something that I have to accept for now, and maybe tomorrow I can shift it?
Mm-hmm.
We're not stuck. We're never stuck. It's always, there's always a way of shifting energy, either by our perspective or by actually physically doing something to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because by shifting our perspective, We're changing things.
Yes.
We're making our life smoother, right? Kids grow up.
Sometimes I think if you're not familiar with asking questions, you think, I don't know what to ask.
So that's why the simple question, what is this? Right?
Yes.
What is this? And if we're truly open, then something is going to shine at us.
Hmm. So would you say that one question for a mother who is, yes, in a moment of a chaos should ask is really, what is this?
Yeah, you know, what is this? Like the let's see, we have a toddler, right? And they're acting up. Like, what is mm-hmm. this? Really, like, what is this? Is the child tired? Is the child hungry? Is the child affected because I am upset? How many times is it really us that shows up in our kids? You know, kids are very intuitive. They pick up everything.
Yes.
You think, okay, I didn't fight in front of my kids. They don't know what's going on. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
They feel the energy of it. And they act up.
Right.
And they want to make you feel better. So they come and, like, try to hug you and be with you. And you have no patience for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they actually want to help you because they feel you're upset and they want to give you energy. But we don't see that mm-hmm. because we're too caught up in our own emotions.
Yes, right. And this can feel overwhelmed too, right?
Huh?
So if we are not, well, it comes to the point to say, really, are we open enough to receive or to accept things?
Exactly.
Or are we close so that nothing can reach us and we are in our own world with our own expectations or expectations from the outside? Sometimes this is even more struggling. So what would you say is the best way to get out of this?
By pausing. You know, what's before asking the question is actually pausing, mm-hmm. okay? The pause doesn't need to be minutes. It can be seconds. To just pause mm-hmm. and say, okay, I know all this chaos is going around me. 1 second. What am I feeling? Okay. What is... Can I change it? That pause beforehand to, like... just get a hold of ourselves. You know, I'm in a store and my child is screaming. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're embarrassed because everybody's looking at you. I don't know. Maybe only my kids did that. I don't know.
No.
And like, you're embarrassed about what people are saying and like thinking and like your kid is acting up and like, okay. 1 second. What am I feeling? Okay, I'm feeling all this stuff. Okay, what is this? Okay, my child wants this or that. I can't give it to them. Can I change it? Okay, maybe I can talk to them. Like, you wait for the answer to come, right? And it's gonna come. Maybe I can do pretend with them. Maybe I can delay it. Okay, I can't buy you this toy now, but maybe we can save up for it and buy it later. Or maybe this toy is not the right thing for you. Maybe we can find something else. There's ways of talking to kids, you know, so they can hear you. But sometimes pretending, right? Pretending and being on their level gets their attention, right? But if we're butting heads and we're just saying no, it's not going to change anything. But there are different ways of communicating. And when we pause and we ask a question and we get in touch with ourselves, then the right question will come to our head. The right answer will come to our head. It's just being open to the possibility of the universe showing us.
Yes. This also means trusting yourself. Right?
That's right.
To really say, okay, I have got my intuition, I have got everything that I need to solve this situation or to get out of this. Just also need to trust myself in this. Not to be depending on anyone else's opinion in this situation.
That's
because
true.
There will be a lot of advices how you should handle this.
That's true.
And worst case is the opposite. One says do this and the other one says do that. And you don't know. You get again in the situation of I don't know.
That's right. And you know, everybody is entitled to their opinions, right? And they're entitled to what they want to share. And when we fight, you know, I know as a first-time mom, I didn't want to hear from anybody, right? It's like, my kid, I'm going to do my way, which is
right.
not the best way, but okay, that's more hard. But everybody's entitled to their opinion, and everybody can do whatever they want. So if we accept that, and then we say, okay, I can listen to them, I don't need to fight them. I don't need to argue with them. I don't need to accept what they say. I can hear it. You know, they say a wise person learns from everyone. Right?
Yeah.
And the first step of being, of learning from everyone is hearing it, is listening, right? Mm-hmm. So we can listen and we go, okay, is this for me? Does this work for me? Is this something I can use? Okay, I can use this part of it. That other part doesn't make sense to me. Okay,
yes.
So I'm going to listen to this. If it feels good, you know, the reason our children come to us is because we're the perfect mom for them.
Right.
The universe is not random. They come to us because we're the perfect mom for them. And we have to trust that.
Yes.
We have to trust it. And you know what? No matter what you do, you're going to make mistakes. And when they're 30 years old, they're going to come and say, you did this and that and that.
Yeah.
You know what? Yes, we did. We did our best with what we had. And that's it. We're never going to be perfect.
Right. This is so funny because my little one just came to me and said, Mom, you know what? You are the best mother for me. She said,
awesome.
She compared me to another mom from her friend. And she said, if this was my mother, she wouldn't be the right one.
I
thought, this was so wonderful. And I thought, wow, this is so beautiful if she can realize things. And well, she's 10 years old now, so she can do a little to get this reflection back from her. This is actually a reflection for each mother here, right? To trust that your children on a deeper level know that you are the perfect mother for them, right? This is not an exception here. I think because other children are not communicating in this field or in this way, this doesn't mean that it isn't true. So I think for all the mothers, you are the perfect mother for your child.
That's right.
Would you say that asking the right question rewire a child's emotional environment?
Yes, because you're rewiring yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you rewire yourself, you're leading by example, and you're also creating a different environment for your child.
Yes. It's the perception change again, right?
Yeah.
It can really change the situation here. What would you say is the most surprising transformation you've seen from a mother just asking better questions? Do you have any experiences that you'd like to share?
I had a mom that was so in overwhelm and anxiety that she actually was living with her husband and two kids in her parents' home because she couldn't function. When we started working together and talking about asking questions, being present with yourself, pausing, and all that, in a matter of a year, first she moved back to her apartment. She was able to handle her life without her mom and her mother-in-law doing daily things for her, like cleaning her house, cooking her food, and taking care of her kids. to moving to a bigger house, taking care of the house herself, running her business, and setting an example for her kids. One of her kids started his own t-shirt business.
Wow. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. What a transformation.
Yeah.
Well, I can relate to this first part. If you're a first-time mother and you don't know how to manage everything, to see, okay, your child is crying, your baby is crying, needs something, always demanding, not this much sleep as you like to have it, but still you have to take care for yourself, you have to cook some food or, yes, do the household, everything together, but with this new demanding entity at your side, completely, yes, depending on you, and you have this 24/7. You can't say, okay, time out. I'm taking my shower now. You do what you do, but no, you can't. And this is a pressure that can lead to an overwhelming feeling, really. So I know the beginning is difficult, but actually, if you have got some practice inside of this and get some help in the beginning to get started, you should be able to move on.
Right.
So if you're not, yes, here come the helping questions, right?
Right. And, you know, we also have moms that have, okay, you know, I need to take care of my kid. I need to take care of my house. I need to take care of myself. What about my professional life, right?
Yes.
I need to, you know, I want to excel in my professional life. And that's a lot of demands
mm-hmm.
on one single person.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to get in tune with ourselves and work on our priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Because different phases of life have different demands, right? And different
right.
opportunities to do different things. And if we want to just stay our old self, we can't do that. And by
yes.
asking questions, we understand, okay, what is my priority right now? What is required right now? I have a million things I need to do. What is required? What is the most important thing? What is required? That's one of
would
my
ask,
favorite questions.
Yes. Would you ask why?
No.
So if you say, okay, I have got my priorities, why is this my priority? You wouldn't ask this.
I don't ask why questions.
Because
when you ask why questions, you go down the rabbit hole. It could be because of this, it could be because of that. No, what is required is, like, what is top priority right now?
Mm-hmm.
What is required in this situation? That's top priority. And once we, you know, remember the big rock, little rock story?
I don't know. Please just explain a little.
Okay, so... So a professor comes with a jar and different kinds of rocks, different sizes, big rocks, little rocks, and sand. Okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
I got it, but for the audience, just explain, please.
And then he says, how can you fit everything in here? And, you know, if you think about it, if you put the sand in, can you put the rocks in? No, because it's going to be full. But if you put the big rocks first... Then you put the little rocks that will slip in between the big rocks. And then you put the sand in. You can fill the whole jar. It's going to be full. And everything's going to fit. So what are my big rocks? Those are the things that are the most required in our life. Then we put the little rocks. Then the sand is the rest of the stuff. It's going to take care of itself.
Yes, I think this is a very good analogy to get away from the why questions. I'm a why asker, a lot of, but I know that, yes, I'm always curious to go to the root cause of everything. And I'm actually able to place myself in affect mode and not this emotional guilt or emotional, I don't know how to say that it goes the spiral downwards. So, but I can totally understand that it's a might be a better way to ask the what is a question instead of the why question. It feels a little that it is opening even more.
Right. And also, like, we just have to understand everything is a choice, mm-hmm. right? I choose to do this now. That didn't work. Okay. What other choice can I make? Right. Because we're not stuck. We can make a choice on this now, and that didn't work. I can make a different choice tomorrow. But when you make a choice and you go with it, then you don't have the wishy-washiness, the dilly-dallying, and you don't have the guilt because, okay, this is a choice I made. Oh, this was the consequence. No, don't like that one. Okay, what other choice can I make? You see what I'm saying?
I love this. Absolutely, I love this because I can imagine that a lot of women say, I don't like to make choices. I could be wrong with the choice. I could do a mistake here, right? So, again, get this little courage to say, the world doesn't stop turning just because you have made this decision and go and went for it. Right? You can always change. And the beauty is really you can learn from this, right? And
yes.
Find your path.
That's right. And listen, no matter what, we all make mistakes. No matter how perfect we try to be, we make mistakes. Do you know anybody who doesn't make mistakes? We're going to make mistakes, right? The whole thing is learning from it.
Yes.
Did I learn something here? Can I change something with it?
Mm-hmm.
With what I learned, right? And that's it.
Yes, right. So to all the perfectionism mothers who are listening now, you are allowed to do mistakes, right? So just go and learn.
We can't get away with it. No matter how much we try, we're going to make mistakes.
Right. So let's touch a little the physical side. We went a lot to this inner side, but I like to also get to, material part. So around having back pain, for example, because this is a part I think many mothers can relate to this, but this doesn't have to be just physical. What question would you ask then?
Like if you have a pain?
Yes, if you have back pain. I don't like to say because. The causes can be different, right?
Yes, yes.
So, but back pain doesn't mean that something is wrong with your back, that you really have got, something is off, you have to go to the doctor and fix it.
It could
be. It can have different... Could be, yes, could be.
Could be. I like to... Our body talks to us, right? And we can ask it questions. Body, what are you telling me? What's going on?
Wow.
Back pain could be because you slept wrong. Could be because, depending on where it is, the different things you're worried about, right? Lower back pain, we learn in Access Consciousness, is that we're hiding our power behind us.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Wow, this is interesting.
Yeah.
I actually, when I was pregnant, I was working with my late husband and I got back pain then. And he said, yes, you're wearing the wrong shoes. Because I got... high heels on, and I said, no, I don't wear the wrong shoes. And he was wearing some barefoot shoes, and he said, just put off your shoes and walk without. And I said, okay, we were outside, I could do this, it was no street there. So I said, okay, I will prove you wrong. And I went, and the back pain released, actually. So I thought, well, okay, I was wrong here. But this is interesting because having a closer look at this, it's not only the shoes that I was wearing. I think there is always something behind that you can have a look at.
Yes.
And I think this is very interesting to say you hide the power. You said you hide the power.
Your power behind you. So dynamically, that it causes you back pain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so sometimes we hide ourselves from ourselves. We don't even know what power we have.
Mm-hmm.
We're scared of our own power because who are we to have that power, right?
Right. Especially if you think you cannot control, right?
Yeah.
So if you let this out, you don't know how to handle it.
That's right.
Or how to,
how to control it, because we want to control everything, right? Because that's when we feel like we are in charge. But really, how much are we in control of anything?
Yeah. We have to question ourselves too. Would you say this?
Question ourselves? We need to ask questions, not question ourselves. Because when you're questioning if you want to question yourself from judgment or from doubt, that's not the right way, right? But if you ask questions of yourself because you want to understand, you want to go deeper, you want to expand, then that's good. But if you're asking questions of yourself from judgment or doubt, that's just planting the wrong seeds. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, I think this can be a good way to really seed the right things inside of you.
Yeah.
And yes, you can only reap what you sow. So you want to have the right fruits out of it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would you say, what helped you break free from one of your own biggest emotional blocks as a mom?
Wow, that's a deep question. I think what helped me the most was stopping to judge myself.
Mm-hmm.
And just being present, looking at it and saying, at that time, this is what I knew and I did my best. And now I know different.
Mm-hmm.
And by shifting out of judgment and being present, everything shifted.
Yes.
Because
especially if you have got
so
more than one child.
Yes, yeah.
Because you're on the journey then, right?
Yeah, because you get so busy judging yourself, you actually don't perform anymore. You're not present anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes. Your mind goes into other directions and moves back from the environment, I would say.
Right.
To really... And you... Yes.
Instead of seeing what's required, you're busy with judging yourself. Oh, I did this wrong. What's going to happen? Or is that just me? Everybody does that, or is it just me?
No. Well, I did this a lot, so I can relate to this.
Yeah, and once you stop and you say, wait a minute, one second. Okay, I made a mistake. Or I knew what I knew, and I acted on that. I know different now. What's required? What is this? Can I change it? If so, how? Simple. It becomes simple.
Yes.
Instead of complicated, it becomes simple.
So we have to stop our overthinking sometimes too, right?
Yes.
So to think... And think again, and think further, and think more, and to all the what coulds and what happened if, and I love this, to say be present and in the morning with the openness and the right question, because the answer will come then.
Yes, once you pause all those feelings and all those fears and everything, then you can hear. Then you can hear yourself, you can hear the universe, you can hear your child.
Yes. Behind the words even, right? What's the intention, the real intention? Sometimes children cannot communicate like we want them to communicate. because they are not adults. They are just children and can just say with their words. But if we are open and really can listen to them, we hear what's behind those words, right?
Yes.
I love this, yes. Would you say that children inherit our unspoken questions? And how do we change that?
I don't know if they inherit is the right word. Is passed on to them. I guess inherit, right? The way we think, the way we act is affecting them more than our words.
Yeah.
So if we change our perspective, it's affecting them. If we're in tune with ourselves, it's affecting them.
Do you know where this comes from? That children, or do you have an idea where this might come from, that children are more observers?
Children like sponges. They get everything from their environment. They're more, as my spiritual teacher used to say, they're not adulterated.
Mm-hmm.
So they are closer to God, universe, because they haven't had the layers put on them. And they're in tune. They feel what you feel. They just naturally do it.
Yes. If you let them.
No, they do it. They just do it. That's who they are. That's who they are. You're babies, right? You go in a room. How come they go to some people and they don't go to some people?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they feel the energy.
Yes, right.
And some
energy. I know. Yes, I know. I know from my mom's side and their mothers, and so some. Yes, relatives. You always said yes, but if it's a new baby, yes, of course we want to have this on our arms. And yes, I actually broke the cycle, because when that my baby didn't like to go there, I didn't let them. So excuse me. This took a little courage, but I could feel my baby, and I thought, okay, I'm in charge here to handle the situation for them. Because they can only show, they can't avoid this. If you just pass this baby to someone that doesn't feel comfortable.
Right, right. It doesn't say they're a bad person or something. It's just the energy is not what the baby needs right now.
Right, right. Could change the next time.
Yeah, it's not a judgment on that person. It's like, right now, my baby doesn't like this energy, and that's it.
Yeah. I think this is also important to notice and to be aware of the situation as a mother too. Right? To say, okay, I can check this and I can decide how to handle the situation. If you could tattoo one question onto every mother's soul, what would it be?
What is required here?
Yes, that's a good question. I love this. So, I think we covered a lot of things, and I really love to talk to you. I just like to, tell everyone, what do you offer? If they say, who is Tamar? I like to get to know more of her. What does she offer, and where can people reach out to you, find you? What's the best way?
I offer different modalities, but the whole idea is how to make you more connected to yourself and how to help you to shine out who you are. I do that through spiritual coaching. I do have some hands-on modalities which I use to help, but I also have modalities that we can use remotely. So I meet people on Zoom, or I meet people in person. And I just use the different modalities to help the person to be more in tune with themselves and to, you know, we have different things. We have anxiety, we have fears, we don't know what I want to do, so we don't have clarity. We have issues with our children. We don't know what to do with them. I work with the moms and I work with children as well. Both can be done in person or remote. And sometimes just working with the mom helps get the kids in order, you know. I think mom is the basis of the family. So helping a mom helps the husband, helps the children, and that's what I love doing.
Yeah, so wonderful. Where can people find you and reach out to you?
So my website is healingwithtamara.com, and they can just email or...
go to your website and they will find everything.
Yeah, they will find
get in contact with you. So yes. I will place this in the description.
Yeah. And also
people can reach out to you.
Thank you. And yes. Also my Instagram. And I have a link tree there that they can see all the different... I have some free resources that can help you. I have a resource that helps to balance the left and right brain and get you out of... stress. And by balancing the left and right brain, you can make better decisions, be more present, and you can also use it on children to help them be more calm, be able to do their homework faster. Yeah,
that's great. Yes, well, I love this, to get into the presence, right?
Yes.
You have got a tool. If someone says, okay, I like to be present, I don't know what to do or how to do this, so
yes,
get this tool. I love this idea to say, okay, here is it. Thank you so much for this wonderful conversation, Tamar. I really enjoyed it. And yes, to all the listeners, please subscribe and share this with friends and family so that we can reach out really a big audience and help as many mothers as possible. Thank you.